Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about one of my favorite and my most knowledgeable subjects today, which is the best real estate website platforms in 2025. And we're closing in on the end of 2025. So for the 8 weeks that we have left for the year, we're going to say these are the website platforms that you might consider. There's a lot of people missing from our list, just so you know. And this isn't us de facto saying these are the only people for you to look at, but they are common ones, ones that you would have heard of, ones that you would have definitely probably been told by other people in the industry to consider. Some of you have already used these companies, so you can measure our advice against your experience. So there we go. That's kind of like my super top level thing as it relates to this subject. But before we go into it any further, because you may not know the voice you're listening to, and you may not know the person that's sitting across from me virtually, and that's John and Robert. So, John, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks, Rob. I'm the joint founder of mail-might.com. We build really great-looking websites. We provide a really easy-to-use CRM and marketing automation all in one package at a great price. Back over to you, Rob.
Beautiful. And my name is Robert Newman, and I am the founder of Inbound REM. I am a 35-year veteran of the sales marketing industry in general, 16 of real estate specifically. I have worked for most of the company people on the list or consulted with them. I have built hundreds, if not thousands, of real estate websites on my own. I've done even more SEO campaigns. And that is what my company does, inbound marketing through SEO. And we're moving into quite a few verticals that are different than the ones on our list today. So let's jump right into it and get into the meat of the subject. Now, I noticed, John, that when you made this list, you kind of made people who were branded or design focused company. They made it. They're the people that made it onto the list. Is that a correct?
Well, there's a whole, that's part of the introduction, isn't it? Because there's a whole divergence between some companies that will do a semi-custom or a full custom looking website, really, you know, and spend money on the look of it. And there's others that are more about conversion. So they tend to provide just one kind of looking website, but it's, they say, or it's been set up for conversions. One that comes is Real Geeks, isn't it? I think they offer a bit of customization now. They offer some templates. I'm not sure, but they used to only offer one kind of looking website, but they said it was optimized for conversion.
So, you know, I've just realized in this span of you going through your response that I'm going to do a new blog post, one I've never done before because it's worth doing. It's not going to get a lot of views. But all the different types of real estate sites that currently exist, because Real Geeks has become a filtered search site that, yes, that isn't designed and intended to get you some form of response from your audience. And the reason that you have to continuously define real estate websites is more and more competitors have entered the web design field. No longer do real estate websites hold to a certain type. You have property mortgage sites, and everybody knows they're supposed to be different. You have carrot websites, which are investor and flipper sites. You have in the real estate realtor world, just by itself, you have Agent Fire and all those other companies like them that are just branded sites. They're not designed, and Agent Image and Luxury Presence and all the people that have made it onto the list. We're not going to talk about the one that I started off with. And we're going to go through the list and discuss the fact that branded sites are designed, they're not designed for response. The salespeople sell them that way. Some of the salespeople, because I know the salespeople, have been working there for 10 or 15 years, and they'll tell you they're going to get response because one client one day got a call in from someplace. It's not true. You have your sites that are designed for brokers mostly, like Sync and Boomtown and KiwiCore or Bold Trails as they now are, and everybody's changing their name. Why? It's the same old tool. They're just changing the name around it. You have all of those people with different website types, because they're all incredibly different and they're designed to do different things. I just think that, to be honest, the companies producing the sites don't really want to tell you that because they don't want you to skip their website if you're looking for a branded website or you don't know what the difference is.
Well, it's difficult, isn't it? You know, they're business, aren't they? You know, but it's not. I don't think they lied to people. Agent Image, well, you know a lot more about them than I know, but they seem, you know, reasonably established and okay. It's really difficult to educate somebody if they've got a certain view in their mind and they want a certain thing, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. So, let's start off the list. And ladies and gentlemen, most of the people that made it onto this list today are, like I already said, they're not lead generation companies. They have lead generation elements to them, such as you can do certain things with their service that might increase the opportunities to get leads, but they are not definitively lead generation products. And so you need to understand that when we talk about them. Now, if you're a luxury agent or a branded agent and your website's going to be a representation of your brand with no expectation of it generating any calls, which is not the only way, but it is the best way to approach most of the people on this list in your head. That way you will not be disappointed if you buy their product, is to say, I'm not expecting any leads. And if you just walk into the relationship with every single person on this list with that thought in your head, I guarantee you, for the most part, this is a good list of providers. You will not be disappointed. All right. So let's start off with number one. So I need to give a disclaimer here because I worked for Agent Image for many years and I'm still close to all of the founders. That is Luigi Amante, Tiger, Batenga, and John Crabb. And these are three kids that are originally kids that 25 years ago started off making websites in their apartment because John's stepfather, John Arrow, who's a big real estate broker here, asked them to do so. And they were trying to get a web development business going. So they did so. And he wanted some branded sites. That's the nature. And they built out another company. They had another company entirely. That the Agent Image was always a side project from their main enterprise, which they have since mothballed because Agent Image became so successful. So the Agent Image is really, but now Agent Image is not that, like 25 years ago, that's what it was. Today, it's 500 to 750 people in three different countries doing more real estate websites than any other company, including Luxury Presence, that's out there. Why? Because they're super established. They've been around for 25 years. They get an extraordinary amount of like repeat business and the same agents coming to them over and over again. So even though they're not as loud in the industry as other services are, because they've been around quite literally five times longer than anybody else, in the real estate, as a matter of fact, they created the luxury real estate website design segment of the industry. They literally created it. So now that's the background. The current state of Agent Image is that they make a reasonably good luxury website. They are a little bit behind on almost all of their ancillary marketing and support services. And they are getting much better at their customer service and some of the support that they give to their website because in their growth phases, they really left that behind. So they're on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give them a 7, but they are probably still one of the very best that you can talk to if you're looking for a luxury website design. So that's my super top level, keeping in mind everybody that I have close personal relationships with everybody there. So who knows? Maybe my opinion is weighted. John?
Well, I think that was about fair. I think some of the designs are a little bit dated, but it's in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? But I think they're a legit company at a legit price. Where do you think the price ranges are at the present moment?
Well, Agent Image is, as a leader in the industry, everybody set their pricing up against them. And so now what's happened is Agent Image kind of is at the top of the scale. like when you come to luxury design, there are a handful of custom people who didn't make your list, like Tate, Union Street Media, and there's another one whose name I always forget, but they're both very, very, very good custom design shops, and they both charge like between $10,000 and $15,000 to do a custom design. Age and Image, you can still get away with an $8,000 or $9,000 website for basically the same thing. Most of the time, like the vast majority of quotes are going to come in high these days from Age and Image. Like their baseline websites now start at $2,000 or $3,000. A few years ago, it was $1,800. No longer. It is all the price is up across the board. And you got to respect it. They've got a lot of employees, and I'm just trying to state a fact.
Well, they must be making a lot of websites if they've got that amount of staff.
It's not just they make them, John. They've got like 30,000 people in hosting at $100 a month plus an override from iHomeFinder. They are by far and away the largest iHomeFinder client that exists. So just imagine you have 20,000 clients out there, and you're making whatever between $10 and $40 a client per month as an affiliate commission on top of the fact that you're making $100 a month per website. Wow. You can do the math.
Yeah.
They're doing fine. So, and it has been simply a war of progression with them. Like they have earned, I will say this about John and every single one of them, they've earned that success. It's been a long road. There were trying times. I was there for some of the big, really super trying things. All these people being laid off, staff being moved to the Philippines as they made moves to survive down markets. 2007, they gave me a job into this industry in the first place. That was Age and Image, right when everything was collapsing. John Crabb was out there hiring people. It was a truly inspired move because he thought, we'll gain ground while everybody else is retreating. And he wasn't wrong. It's just, it was really a financially, it was a deprivation move financially. And so, and they didn't have the pocketbook, but John is always a big dreamer. So he does have the pocketbook now. And I don't know what he's doing with it, but I will say this about everybody. I have the most experience with John Crabb. The man has always been good to me. He's always been an upright human, and he's hired a lot of upright humans. Whatever comments I make about the quality of their product or the service, or it was really young dudes running that company, man. And they made a lot of mistakes, and it rolled down and impacted their clients. There's nothing, there's no harm, no foul. I just think people should know.
All right.
Let's go on to Agent Fire or Luxury Presence, which is another interesting story of which I'm incredibly intimately aware of. So Malte is the former assistant to Jade Mills. Malte is the founder of Luxury Presence, for those of you listening to the show who do not know. And Malte is, he's a great guy. Another great guy, another big thinker, big dreamer who kind of said, I do not know what the evolution, Malte has started his own YouTube channel and has a lot of top agents. He's had Jaden on there a few times. And I would imagine that at some point they've had their own version of their own origin story out on that channel. And I would recommend that you use it. What I'm going to express is straight up an opinion and a thought. It has no bearing on the fact that I actually know some of these people and have relationships with them. I'm just expressing an opinion. And the opinion is that I feel like at some point Jade probably turned to Malte and said she was unhappy with Agent Image or unhappy being locked into a single vendor. Malte looked at the industry as a whole and said, God, it's ripe for opportunity. Sure, I'll build you a site. And then somehow turned around and turned that into an idea that Jade then got behind it in finance. And that may or may not be completely true or a broad outline of their origin story. But one way or the other, it's factual that Jade has backed Luxury Presence. That is published and common knowledge. So Luxury Presence went ahead and built a product, and they did what every other new entrepreneur has done. And they sourced like background technology and data where they could, and they may cut some corners and, you know, made some mistakes with their SEO, some of which I personally called them out on. And they've asked me to correct many times, and they've since invested in SEO. They've got a really good guy or somebody. I don't know who it is. I haven't met him, but I've seen the work, and the work is good. like their work is finally good on their own website and starting to get good on some of their client websites in terms of SEO. And so Luxury Presence is one of those weird companies where it's also evolved and they've moved into categories that are not just straight up luxury. Like they are a luxury website provider. They're trying to gobble up the entire market, John, like multi-syncing big. They have products that range for as little as $450 to get into and products that go all the way up to 20,000. So they are across the board with pricing. Their monthly is the same thing. Their baseline product, the last time I got a quote, and I'm not saying this is accurate, I'm just saying the last time somebody told me what they were paying was $150 a month. They're low on the pricing side. Well, with certain products that they're building.
What do you get for 400 from them?
One of their custom design, like you get a template site.
All right.
That you're just saying, this is what that looks like. You fill in the blanks here and they launch and it's just a few pages. Really, honestly, John, what you get, if you're really going to want the opinion, there's one thing that Luxury Presence does well, has done well since the beginning, that they really called a great shot on. It's what the entire company is built around, which is their property module. Their property module, because for those of you who do not know web development, and John does, you oftentimes, like if you're trying to build out a digital like platform, as he said in the title of the video, you're trying to figure out each segment to that website. Contact form is a segment. Neighborhood pages would be a segment if you're building a real estate site. Bio pages. And you need to figure out the design and the functionality, each one of those siloed areas on the website. Okay. Obviously, as a real estate website, one of the most important silos, ones that realtors are really going to pay attention to, is how do your properties appear on the site? That's what Luxury Presence did really well. They came up with a decent homepage that seemed modern at the time, and then they killed it with the property module. It looks like unique to them, unique ways of displaying properties. And the best part about this was, with Jade's help, they got the exact right clients to add to their first elements of their portfolio. That is people that sell $50 million homes that look really good in this custom, portfolio plugin on their website. So that's what the whole success of Luxury Presence is based around. The average client does not look nearly so sexy in their website because the inventory is not nearly so sexy. But we're going to hear John's thoughts. We're going to come back from break and we're going to let John share what he thinks about Luxury Presence. I obviously have a lot of opinions because I know all these people. They're located in my neighborhood. So, I have opinions. I have thoughts. All right. With no further ado, we're going to come back. Do us a favor. Hit the like button. Hit the comment button. Hit the whatever button, whatever platform that you're listening to the show on. I would really appreciate it. John would probably really appreciate it. And we would love the support. I know that for sure. All right. We'll be right back.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRight. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-right.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 490 of the MailRight podcast. Today, we are talking about some great real estate website platforms for branding and design in 2025. Okay? We talked about Agent Image, and I shared some thoughts, and John shared some comments. Talk about Luxury Presence, I shared some thoughts, and now we're going to hear John's comments, which he's sharing after we come back from break. So with no further ado, John, what do you think?
I've got nothing really to add, really. I think you've summed it up. I think for a certain day, it's another story, isn't it, where the father or somebody in the industry, they knew and they managed to get them started. And I think they're okay what they do. I think in design terms, this is only my opinion, that their sites look a bit better than Agent Image. And if you're in that luxury market, I'll probably, this is my opinion again, I'll probably go with luxury presents. Yeah, that's basically it, Rob.
Copy you. Okay. I want to add a closing thought about luxury presents. We've taken a lot of heat on the show. As a matter of fact, we removed somebody from this list because I took heat when I talked about them the last time, and John doesn't want to deal with it. And I do not blame him. I do not blame him. But I'm going to say this about all of the providers on this list. Listen, most of these guys are like Malte and John and all the rest. They're good entrepreneurs. They've got good salespeople that work for them, things like that. And they are trying, but they're going to sell you stuff on the hope that it might work, not on a track record of it does work. So you've got luxury presents where you call into them and they're going to get real aggressive about telling you they have some clients that do really well, like with like getting calls. I don't know that I've seen any kind of evidence on a global scale that even comes close to matching that. I think that they do a great product for luxury agents who only care about brand.
Yeah, I think we've got to be really, I wouldn't say careful, but, I got the fire people or the ambulance. That's better. As our intro, it's really what you're looking for, isn't it? You know, I think the next one we're going to talk about, which is real estate webmasters, they're in the luxury, in the more bigger brokerage, but they're not quite the same as luxury presence or agent image.
They're the only people on the list, the only ones that you put on this list that have the right to say they're an SEO company, they can be a lead generation provider, plus they're also a branded design company. There are also another company on the list, though, that matches agent image for the length of time they've been in the business. Okay? They've been doing this. Morgan has been doing this, the guy that founded them, and he's out of Canada. And he's been doing this for, 25 years too. He and Agent Image got into it about the same time, and he got into it. He used to be called the SEO guy. That was his moniker. And he's always been very talented. He is not a guy I would ever recommend that anybody do business with. His business mechanics have been super, super, super real estate webmasters focused. Like, he is not gentle with his customers. So if you're looking for a great collaborative experience, I do not feel like what real estate webmasters will be it. Mm-hmm. Though that's my opinion. Again, want to be clear, call him and find out for yourself. If you so choose. But I will say this. I've always had to say this about real estate webmasters. They make freaking stuff that works. That's the whole thing.
How long have they been? Have they been in the business longer than Agent Image?
They at least roughly the same time, maybe longer. Like, Morgan has been at it for a long time. And
They keep a pretty low profile as well, don't they?
No.
No, you think you would?
No. Morgan is just an unusual entrepreneur, but he's been on Dragon's Den and other incredibly high profile things.
I mean, recently, last few years.
Since they went through the evolution where they tried to turn themselves into, like, they had relationships with every single top, luxury broker that was out there, and they kind of pissed them all off. Frederick England and Barbara Corcoran and all those. And you'll notice there's no mention of them all at all on the website anymore. And that is just simply because, as to the best of my knowledge, Morgan seems to have a hard time keeping relationships together with anybody long term. And so these really high profile partners that they had for those really super high end luxury designs went away, and thus they don't see, I do not see them mentioned. I'm not saying they're not there. I haven't found them. Okay. So all those names are gone. The designs that were named after those agents are gone. They had a podcast that they got started, which seems to be gone. there was, I used to get all these emails from them that they've stopped. They're an up and down company, and Morgan is all over the place. But I will say this once again, I just want to keep repeating myself here. A lot of people who are really creative, John, tend to be kind of crazed in terms of their approach to business. And Morgan's one of those. But when I see his products most of the time, when I see this stuff work most of the time, it is well above average, well above anything else that you can buy. Though, hear me on this, everybody listening to the show, you'll spend 10 times more. Morgan is going for a slice of your business in a significant way in terms of his pricing. He has always set the standard for highest price by miles, not even close in terms of what you pay and what you get. Now, he went in.
I just wanted to ask you quickly, what was there any particular, was it just the SEO optimization, knowing local SEO? What was the secret sauce in general then?
To his website?
Yeah.
So I've talked a lot about the fact that threading the needle between like sites that do well for SEO and do well for conversion and all that is extremely difficult. Well, originally, Morgan created the filtered search site that worked. Wow. And his idea was this. He thought correctly, 20 years ago, correctly, that if you made a whole bunch of automated searches, that he was the very first person who did this, by the way, John, that I know of, where he looked, drilled down into every single little detail of a neighborhood, every single little thing that had a search element to it, and added it as a quick search. So that like, if you had a pocket neighborhood that had a name with like four houses in it, you know, he would create some kind of filtered search on a real estate website, which, by the way, is a fucking fantastic SEO mechanic when you get out in front of everybody else and are doing it. So his websites ranked like the bomb because he was the person that created the strategy. Google was rewarding search all the time, so his sites would get tens of thousands of visits. Now, the mechanics have changed. Semantic keyword recognition has changed. So you shouldn't expect that result anymore. But I do need to give credit where credit is due. And Morgan, as far as I know, may have been the guy that created that strategy. If he wasn't, he is certainly the one that popularized it. Oh, no doubt about that.
Well, that's clear.
So
on to the last one.
No, one last thing.
Yeah.
The condition of real estate webmasters today is I haven't seen their back-end CRM. The last time I did see it, it was not nearly as good as some of the earlier versions. I have to say that his PPC sites, which he's focused on and is using his wife as a beta, the last time I like really analyzed their product, and it seems to be working super fast, and they seem to have drifted in the direction of PPC sites as opposed to SEO. I do not know that the condition of their websites or products today is quite as cutting edge or bleeding edge, or if they dominate the market in those spaces like they used to. You're taking that chance yourself. I don't think he's building websites with the same logic anymore. I had to say that, John, because I think he's really mostly building PPC response sites that still do filtered searches, but not nearly as deep as they used to. Right. All right, that's all I've got to say. So now, Playster, I sent a note to you to change the link on this one. Okay? John?
Sorry?
You have a site unavailable link.
Oh, sorry.
I sent you an email about this. All right. So moving forward, I find something really fascinating about Playster. I haven't looked at them since we did that interview with the head of content for them, Seth Price. And that was a few years ago, I think. A couple years ago, at least. And they were just bidding this. So I go back to their website today and I open it up and discover that, to my surprise, they are emulating a strategy that Agent Image did 20 years ago. And that is, they've come up with a small set of templated websites that have names. That is exactly the strategy that Agent Image had, including on WordPress. When WordPress was brand new, Agent Image was building on WordPress with themes that had names and demoing them on their website. So it was fascinating to me that that is where they've gone, but they have an automated site builder that is quite different than what Agent Image was doing, which is probably, they've definitely hammered down processes that seem to be unique. That's what I have to say so far. What do you think, John?
Yeah, you know, what can I don't, are they building them on WordPress or is it a priority software? You know, is he still there? Do you know? Do you know if they're building them on WordPress?
They most certainly are.
Right. Yeah. Sure. You know. I suppose it depends. Well, what do you think they're doing and what they're offering?
I think that they have finally got it right.
Right.
Okay. What they're doing, though, which really needs to be carefully sussed out, is number one, they're building on WordPress, but they're using the same thing that they've always used, which is WordPress multi-sites. That is a fancy way of saying you cannot ever own these sites. But they have changed a mechanic that is really important. You can build a site in 10 minutes or less, which is about right for the pricing, which is $59 to $129 with very little setup. No setup. Okay. You can also start a free trial so you can build one for free. All of their back end stuff, like all the things that they do that would be advanced, would come on the back end, and it isn't even mentioned in their pricing sheet because they're trying to keep it simple. So you have to go way, 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 way down the price list stuff to see what is even available as.
But who's buying this though? Because fundamentally, the brokerage is they're using KV Core or using Real Geeks, aren't they? Or have they done deals with the large franchise brokerage? They've probably got a deal with a large franchise brokerage, have they?
They've had a deal in place with NAR for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's in place anymore, and they may have distanced themselves because NAR is just shitting the bed, John. But they've been shitting the bed for a long time. They're just getting called to account for all the bedwetting that they have done up to this point. So, I'm going to say this.
I love you, Robert. For all your flaws, you do make me laugh.
Hey, that's something, right? That's something. These guys...
You've pissed me off on a few occasions. You've really got me up, but you've also been funny.
Yeah, that's me. A love and hate relationship. That's exactly what my partners say about me, John. So there you go. All right, so what I'm going to say, the rest of this is like, who do they have relationships with? Yes, they had one with NAR, and who uses them? Brokers. Like, oh, my God, are they a good solution for a broker? They've always been a good solution for a broker. You have a website, like an agent who's broke or new or whatever, and they come to you and they say, oh, you just told me to get a website in your whatever sales meeting or whatever, and I can't afford one, blah, blah, blah. And then you say, okay, you can get a really good one from Placer for $59 a month, and it will give you everything that you need: a branded site, a place to go, place to put your phone number. It's got a big spot in the marketplace because it is so inexpensive and easy to produce.
Well, that was the market I'm aiming at.
There you go. You've also got a big spot in your market. Placer's probably the main competitor that you've got on this list. Compare, like, in terms of pricing, that's...
Well, I'm cheaper. I should put it up a bit, but yeah, there we go. But, all right. Final thoughts. Can I go first? Because you know a lot more. Which one would I choose? I suppose it's agent image, really. If you want somebody that's been in the industry and you're looking for a kind of semi or bespoke website and you're not into thinking you're going to get a load of leads, the second one is Placer, I suppose, if you're looking for that inexpensive solution that your broker... Because compared to some of the other players out there that are more platforms, I exclude Real Geeks. I don't think you're too keen on them. I'm putting words in your mouth there, so you'll be able to come back on that. But I don't mind Real Geeks. I'm not a great fan of KV Core and some of the other bigger platforms, I think. So it's, to me, it's either Agent Image for that luxury, maybe mid-range website, or it's Placer. What's your thoughts?
Well, Real Geeks isn't on this list because they're a filtered search site, lead generation site, and they always have been.
Yeah.
They're fucking fantastic for the price and the functionality that they give you for what they are. Like, if you're looking for a mid-range product that's not going to break the bank, that you're going to have to spend a lot of money advertising into, then it's Real Geeks. Why don't I talk about it that much, John? It's pretty simple. At the end of the day, PPC sites are all about the place you drive them. You can get a hell of a deal on a website, but the problem is that if you decided to cut corners on, let's say, the filtered nature of the website, you limit the effectiveness of your PPC campaigns because AdWords is looking for very defined landing pages. So there's savings on the back end and performance increases on the back end if you do a really deep filtered website. Now, if you did that with Real Geeks, you have to spend extra money. And for that extra money, do you end up coming out ahead against other products like Sierra Interactive or Real Estate Webmasters? And the answer is no. They're not best in class. Everybody took the idea that Jeff had and did it better. And I don't blame him because the guy sold the company he wanted out. I don't think he was ever intending to make Real Geeks what it was. And he bailed out of it as soon as he possibly could find a buyer. And God bless him, because he always said on his videos that he did, I want to go back to being a real estate agent. And I don't blame him. So and it's my thoughts there.
So what do you think of what I said? Either Agent Image or Placer, depending on what you're looking for.
I think that I agree with that. I think that each one of these companies has a very definitive role. And I think that somebody, if you really, really care about spending your money correctly, then what you really should do, everybody, and this is so self-serving, but it is true, you should get on the phone with John or I. I have a little more experience in the category of looking at different companies and understanding their offers. But if you're looking at the Placer section of this, then I think it's actually John that is the better person to talk to because he built a service that does this. He has way more knowledge about the kinds of features that he's trying to build out in terms of like under a certain price point.
For a very long time, too long, Rob. But anyway, but I was a bit naive. But you know, working with you and doing this podcast, it's been my university degree in a way.
Exactly. And so let's call one of the two of us if you really want to know. Because my challenge here, John, is that it's all about what you're trying, the problem you're trying to solve.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're like, which is, I don't know. Like, if you're a brand new agent first year and you're trying to solve the problem of your pocketbook, call John or the Placer. That's it. Call John, call Placer. That's my advice. And if you're an experienced agent trying to do something with your brand, it's Agent Image every day, all day long, to back up what you said.
The only thing about that is that some of the designs are a bit dated, aren't they? With Agent Image, in my, or do you think I'm being a bit harsh there?
I think that all of real estate is 10 years behind, and is Agent Image 10 years behind? Yes, they are. But you know, are they alone?
Some of the templates we've produced lately, you were a bit harsh, but I was thinking, well, they look a little bit better than Agent Image. Or I think they're equivalent of Placer. I think Placer that I've just been looking at some of them. They're fine, aren't they? They're not fantastic, but they're not bad either, are they?
No. And you know, some of the websites that Agent Fire has produced. The only thing
I would defend myself, Rob, is that we're using Cadence. It's Gutenberg. I don't know what page builder they're using, or it's their internal one, but I really like Cadence and the speed you get with using Gutenberg, and you get a nice page builder drag and drop with Cadence. So I'm pleased what we did. Shall we wrap it up now, Robert?
We shall. So ladies and gentlemen, that's been, and we should break this into segments, John. We should do a series of shows before the year ends and let everybody know what the status of each website type is, because I think it would serve the audience better. So ladies and gentlemen, I've been Robert Newman. I am obviously like a fairly experienced guy when it comes to building real estate websites. I have a lot of opinions about them. If you're curious to know what those opinions are or where you can find more information on my opinions, go to my website, inboundrem.com. If for some reason some of you are looking for like guidance and you're investing, let's call it more than a couple $1,000s, then you should probably book a consultation with me. I am not going to try to sell you anything unless, of course, it turns out that what you're looking for is exactly what we offer, which is mostly inbound lead generation websites that are powered by SEO, search engine optimization. That's mostly what we do. We do it for video, for local, for we have a lot of different offers now. So go to inboundrem.com if you have any questions about that. John, I'm going to let you segue yourself off.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Like I say, if you want to find out more about mail-write.com, it's a really fantastic platform. Got a load of features you're going to find really useful. Just go over there and book a demo with me. Back over to you, Rob.
Beautiful. Well, that's been our show, ladies and gentlemen. As usual, we appreciate your balls for these kinds of things. I'm going to ask once again for the umpteenth time. Listen, you know, we've worked so hard, so long on the show, and what we would like is to get it out in front of more people. That's easily accomplished as long as some of you, about one out of every 10 of you, thumbs up our website or thumbs up the show where you're hearing it or leaves a comment on Spotify or Apple to iTunes or wherever you happen to be listening to the show, because it really matters on every single platform for every single outlet. We would really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Take us off, Orange Up.